Continuing. In the village of Podkamian, a campaign of nighttime raids on remote farmsteads and outlying hamlets drove the villagers out of their homes. At first, they took to sleeping in the fields in order to avoid surprise attacks, but eventually they sought sanctuary in the local monastery. On 12 March 1944, however, the monastery itself was besieged by UPA troops. Apart from a few people who managed to escape by jumping out of windows, the entire community, including the monks, was slaughtered. Their bodies were hung by the legs around the monastery as a warning to the rest of the Polish community of what lay in store for them if they stayed in the region. My interjection, how much longer will we subject our inherent longing for good fellowship to the ruler's need for an illusory supremacy? Of Thomas Hobbes, Kissinger writes that he provided the so-called masters with their needed sense of legitimacy in the face of their obvious depravity. Quote, the sovereign state's monopoly on power was established. This is the theory or the propaganda that Hobbes produced for his masters. The sovereign state's monopoly on power was established as the only way to overcome the perpetual fear of violent death and war, unquote. At whose behest? Continuing. These are just a handful of examples that must stand for the hundreds of Polish villages affected by ethnic violence in 1943 and 1944. According to not only Polish sources, but German and Soviet ones, Ukrainian partisans indulged in beheading, crucifying, dismembering, and disemboweling their victims, and often displayed bodies in a conscious attempt to strike terror into the remaining Polish community. They burned homes and churches, razed villages, and looted whatever they could lay their hands on. This took place throughout eastern Poland and western Ukraine. Any Ukrainians who attempted to shelter their Polish neighbors were also killed. Even UPA reports themselves confirm that they set out to exterminate Poles as thoroughly as the Jews had already been exterminated, and in many areas succeeded. One of UPA's commanders-in-chief, Dmytro Kwiatkowski, advised his commanders to, quote, liquidate the entire male Polish population between 16 and 60 years, unquote, and ordered that, quote, villages in the forests and villages adjacent to forests should be razed to the ground, unquote. The local commander of the Zawichost region, Yuri Stelmaszczuk, admitted that he'd been given an order for, quote, the total physical extermination of the Polish population in all western provinces of Ukraine. Fulfilling this order of the OUN leaders, a formation consisting of several UPA bands slaughtered more than 15,000 Poles in August 1943. In reaction to such events, some local Poles began to set up their own militias for the purpose of self-defense. The Polish underground also diverted resources away from resisting the occupation in order to protect Polish communities from the UPA. And my comment, do we really have to ourselves today, 2014, literally be in the hands of the bought functionaries of global state totalitarians before we're willing, and I mean in the literal hands, Because we're already in their hands in terms of their determination of our lives, of our world, of their creation of it, of the structures in which we live. But do we have to be in their literal hands before we're willing to see and start discussing the import of the consistent repetition of supposedly quote unquote senseless violence, the results of which never get tied to the precipitating events or discussed as part of a coherent world plan, the same world plan that we're being shown right here in Savage Continent? Numerous contemporary horrors come to mind. Syrians and Iraqis forced to try to distinguish purposely clouded motives behind the acts of numerous shady actors. And in a tribute to the journalist Charles Bowden that I just heard, and this was October 23rd, 2014, a rebroadcast of an interview with him from 2010 on the radio program Uprisings about his book Murder City, Ciudad Juarez and the Global Economy's New Killing Fields. In this book, the confusing and unexplained fact is revealed that the U.S. state is paying the Mexican state to slaughter its own people. Now, these are not senseless acts, despite the fact that they would be, were it not for the system of class that we're enmeshed in. Most of us down here on the ground know that they're not, quote unquote, senseless, but our representatives over the airwaves are not organizing the necessary discussions.